cliffcentral.com. Annie, are you okay?
Limits in with the golf.
It's December the 26th. And it's a holiday.
Oh yeah.
And let's get shit done. Let's go hardcore from King Kunta. No. Let's get some shit going here. Eric, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dave?
Let's get the little maturity going here because you were singing along.
Not to this shit.
Yeah, but you were singing along to King Kunta.
Yeah.
And you were getting into it.
That's
eh?
My shit, man.
Is
I love that song.
Shit? It's amazing how you learn the lyrics to songs when you're young.
Yeah.
And when you're older, all you need is this.
You remember the lyrics.
Folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Nobody
knows.
A turkey and
some mistletoe. Some camel toe.
Help to make.
If you kiss someone under the camel toe for Christmas,
you'll grow muscle toe on your lip.
Can I get told that I talk too much? So today I will keep quiet.
No,
I'm just gonna let Nat King Cole do the talking. No one sings like this man. Michael Bublé tries. If you're in the Edgars, you've heard some Michael Bublé by now. I'm a Boney M man. And with us we have Vuyi.
Say hi.
Good morning, eight of you.
I bet you he's been planning that the whole week.
I actually was.
How am I going to say hi?
Have you got your own radio show? Can we come and fuck yours up?
Not yet.
Kaba.
Yeah. So how many people struggle with your name when they introduce you? People like, let's think, who would fuck up his name? No, King. The King.
Tony the King
would fuck up
your
name.
Tony the King would fuck up your name.
He
Martin,
has before.
Martin Davis would fuck up your name.
So hang on. Vuyi
Qaba.
Qaba. Okay, cool. Vuyi Qaba.
Who else would fuck up his name?
Vuyi Qaba. Do you do gigs wherever you... I've never heard of you.
Haven't you?
Please don't pull a couch ninja shit on me and sit there and say fuck all the whole time.
Just going, yeah. That, yeah.
Is that okay? And you're drinking water?
Yes, I am.
You good? Looking good?
Healthy.
Do you drink?
I do drink.
Do you take drugs?
Can
have
I
you ever been in
later?
A crime? Do you have a license?
There's no police. Like, none of the officers listen to this anymore.
No comment.
We scared
okay, so
them
hang
off.
On. So you're, how old now? You look young. You look like you've got that same skin as Eric Janssen's. Just lovely, beautiful, no wrinkles.
A lot of people think I am young, but I'm actually 25, guys.
That's young.
He's older than I am.
That's young.
He's older than I am.
Alessa, is that young? Would you marry him?
I love
you gotta
the
come
honesty
forward.
In
your
the
ears
studio.
Aren't long enough. You're gonna knock a beer over today.
I won't. I swear
let's
on my life.
Introduce the show. This is the Gas Comedy Podcast. We are not pre-recording. We're doing this live.
This is live.
That's Nat King Cole.
Which means we don't have plans this public holiday. We were supposed to sleep.
And that is, I bet you they fired that cunt for playing Jingle Bells at the end. The song is so brilliant.
The song was good.
And they go, what the fuck are you doing? Else. What are you playing that fucking shit for?
What is wrong with you? Get out of the studio. No, but like I like the song. We don't care. Leave.
And then also Eric said to me, don't play
Christmas
tunes
please.
Because it's not Christmas yet. But I find that you've got to get into it.
Yeah. You know, I was a kid.
What are you getting for Christmas?
I was driving around the other day before I tell you what I'm getting
in your
for Christmas.
City golf.
In my city golf. And I was thinking, like, I saw, you remember Robbie Collins put that post on Twitter where he's like, yo, guys, why are we decorating for Christmas so early?
Yes.
Mary hasn't even told Joseph yet. Yes. Then it got me thinking, how long was Mary pregnant for before Jesus came? Like, I was like, this is very weird.
But they didn't know that he was Jesus yet. You know what I mean? They didn't know.
So he was another baby. And then
no,
the Holy Spirit
came. The angel came and said, you've got some stuff. And she said, okay, this is weird. Then, you know, this took a while. It took a while. She's like, I don't know what to say.
I'm
saving on tampons.
Old Testament tampons.
Those were their best. You could use them as bookmarks.
Nice.
Please not this. Are you religious?
Oh yeah, to answer your question, I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Especially after that. If my mother hears this, I'm getting kicked
Listen,
out
please,
for
can
Christmas.
Can your mom hear this? We just need so
no,
much.
My mother, no.
My mom listened to this and she said, Dave, what is it? Why do you, why? This was a question.
What do you, why?
What are you doing with your life?
Sitting, Qaba, where do you perform?
I perform all around Johannesburg.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm speaking like that.
I don't know.
Is it
the pressure? I don't know.
I wish Tommy Meraki would speak like that. So you've been performing for, you're 25?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Mtata in the Eastern Cape. I hope you guys know where that is.
So are you inspired by Donovan Goliath?
I am, actually.
Why?
He's charismatic, you know? He's got it. Okay. He's got it on lock.
This is me not butting in. Okay.
And to answer your previous question, I'm more spiritual than religious.
That's fine. I agree. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you on that. So one, the spirits. I like spirits. I like spirits. I like spiced gold.
Yeah. Yeah. Vodka's nice.
I tasted something called Sky Vodka once. Yeah. That was nice.
And Ciroc.
No, it was just Sky. We're trying to get sponsored, yeah.
What's a Ciroc?
You've never had Ciroc?
No.
Have you
ever had Ciroc?
What? You Ciroc guys vodka. Are not loving. And
when
Greg
you buy a bottle, that's what you got to buy. It attracts the bees.
Greg.
And I mean bees, B-E-E.
That's funny.
And also, here's what I tried the other night.
You've never heard of Ciroc? You've never
you
heard
drink.
Of Grey Goose? I know, but I know these alcohols because Matric was a fun time.
This is why what they're doing now is you take a mug of beer and you put a Campari in it. And it gives it like a nice citrusy zing. And you down it like a depth charger. So it's like a... That's the new thing.
It's a new thing.
Campari.
Since when?
Trying to sell alcohol to youngins. Some Campari in your beer.
Okay. You can drink it as long as it's flavored.
We used to put all kinds of stuff. Mint liquor. All right, so we can I move across to... Brandon McKay, you back?
I'm back.
Is there any reason?
Because you had no one else.
That's a good enough reason.
I mean,
how's this? He goes home with the comedian.
This means
sleeps
that
in his house. I say, listen, come to my podcast. You're from Australia.
Yeah.
So can you do a Yanni?
I'll be Yanni today.
Yanni Agisilao.
That's exactly Yanni.
Let's do Yanni.
Do Yanni saying away.
He was on the Goliath last night.
Is that away?
Yeah.
Away.
Away.
No, you sound like Mandela again. You guys back on...
Oh, no, Mandela is... Yeah, he was Yanni. He said away.
Away.
Like, yeah, that...
Yanni's pretty close. Will heal himself because you can't tell Yanni what to do. I've realized this.
Yes, but Yanni is dying.
Do you know the last time he was here, he was also sick?
Yes.
Nothing to do with staying at my house.
Yanni's dying.
Yeah.
Why? What did you get?
He couldn't handle breakfast beer, man.
Yeah. He's Australian.
So he did sellout shows in Australia and the Edinburgh Festival, other festivals. He does that thing called Simpsons, How They Influenced My Life.
Yeah.
And he does Comedians Against Humanity. And it was just too much bass here.
Pump it.
So we have we had him on the show and then he's at your house and he's sick.
He's sick, yeah. So I'm here in his place.
Thanks for replacing Yanni.
So, Brandon, what is your expertise? You watched a lot of comedy. What do you watch on the internet all the time? What's that thing you watch?
I mean, generally when I'm watching comedy, I'm with you, so I've drank too much. So I can't really remember much of it.
But you pointed out some good stuff to me the other day. Was there student things? What are they called? Campus comedy? And the other one?
Oh.
What is that? What, the trailers?
Oh, Honest Trailers.
Honest Trailers.
Yeah.
Is there one that I can find here that we can do? Find me an Honest Trailer.
Are you the one with the computer?
I like all the accents. So
what movies are out now?
A lot of them. I went from deep in Scotland to deep in the Cape Flats like that. Jesus.
A lot of movies are
a
out.
A lot of
at
them
moment.
Are out, man. All okay. You have to do is go to the cinema.
You can
You'll
see them.
See them, man. They have boats in everything.
Did you see an honest trailer?
Honest trailer. Do you want to do Honest Trailer?
They did one on Suicide Squad. I watched yesterday.
They did one on World War Z as well. That one was funny.
Yeah.
I've got. I'll do. I'll
2.5 hours of Brad Pitt running around
away from his wife.
This is funny.
Okay, so what I've got here is skip ad
the
in 2 minutes.
The Honest Trailer for skip ad in 2 minutes.
All right.
Yo,
are you ready?
Need to update your YouTube.
Why
switch off
why
the music,
is mine,
man.
Why is mine crashing?
Because you didn't switch off. There we go.
Ready?
Honest Trailer for.
That owns awesome heroes like Batman and Superman. Comes a film about the worst heroes ever, and that's from their actual trailer. Way to go, guys! You Honest Trailered yourself, Suicide Squad. After the mixed reception to their last movie, Warner Brothers probably regrets spending just 6 weeks on the script for this one. Now, they have 4 short months to reshuffle their executives, juggle 7 different cuts, reshoot the third act, deliver on all the Joker stuff they already put in the trailers, and manage a director who takes shots at their biggest competition.
Marvel!
It's like there's some kind of... What's the word?
What, we some kind of Suicide Squad?
Man, this thing is writing itself. With Superman level threats on the rise, Amanda Waller has a solution. She's bringing together a bunch of bad guys to save the world.
This girl can do some pretty incredible things.
From the bad guys she brought together to save the world.
Do your worst, bitch.
They're high on attitude, but dangerously low on relevant skills. Like a man who's half crocodile, half racial stereotype.
You could waste 5 minutes.
Any other requests?
Then it's almost time to
you said it was funny, Booy.
It's hilarious.
We had faith in you.
You're losing me.
Check World War Z.
But that's what I'm saying. So Brandon's got a little bit of a background to comedy because he sits on the internet all day and every now and then finds a gem.
Yes.
Which were, well, those chili tasting dudes. What's that called?
The hot ones. Hot ones. That's
the hot ones. That's what I always type into my search engine.
Well, that's how I found it.
Yeah, other things come up when I search hot ones.
I typed in and then Wings came up. I was so disappointed, but I watched it.
Wings, like the Paul McCartney's band.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
This is for you, Vuya, because you gave us a shit fucking clip.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
It's quite weird. He's saying, have yourself a merry little Christmas, but he sounds like he's part of the Suicide Squad. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, because I'm about to die. Give you some stuff. Who is this? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Who is it?
It's that guy that sings and uses words.
I don't know how you got through matric.
But he knows King Kunta.
What's the name again? Kevin Spacey. Yeah, it's Kevin Spacey.
It's Frank Sinatra.
I know it's Frank Sinatra.
You sure?
Yeah. I know John Travolta when I hear it.
Eric, what gigs have you got going on?
I don't. I don't, like, at all.
But I saw you, remember, we died at that place at the parking lot?
Yeah, Since then, what have you done? That has been fun. I did Poppies, I did Kitcheners. I did the Dan Nichols show.
You were on the Dan Nichols show?
Doing the warm-up act for the Dan Nichols show, yeah.
So they're hiring you for that?
Not hiring me, they're just pitching. We need people to do 5 minutes. And I was like, sure.
I'm just figuring that you're just pitching up.
And they had free Nando's afterwards. So I was like, of course I'm going to do this thing. Jeez. Yeah, it was fun.
I remember when I first started comedy, they used to give me money.
I'll take Nando's over money anything. Nando's. Motherfucker, you playing games. Nando's.
Like you're trying to be all King Kunta on us.
Shit, Nando's.
Booy, can you introduce the other guests, please?
Can I get their name?
That's so awkward.
Do you know Couch Ninja?
I do know Couch Ninja, personally.
Okay, can you personally tell him for me to get a personality? Do you get on with him?
I do.
But is he funny?
He comes to life on stage and I think his style's like...
Like a Pokemon.
it's a niche style and I think it'll get there.
You should call him Cash Niche.
Niche.
So he's got a style. Is he maybe not what they call a comedian's comedian? Like the comedians like him?
Yeah, comedians do like him.
There's one comedian who doesn't.
I wonder who.
David. how's your style? Are you a niche?
I would say
I don't think you can fit into a niche. You're quite a big guy.
Wow.
Keep them coming.
They squeeze you in there. So you love comedy?
I do. It's my
and
passion.
You want to do this?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 2 years now, and I just love it every time.
Okay, cool. So we must get you some gigs.
Yes, please.
I like a guy with passion. Do you like Frank Sinatra?
I've got passion.
It's a classic.
He had passion.
Do you like me, Dave? I've got passion.
Have yourself
a
merry albino Christmas. All the albinos are outside. They're having a semi-white Christmas.
A semi-white Christmas. Did you really? Okay. All right.
So yeah, ends the racist section of the show.
It's not even racist. It's funny.
If you don't, we've got to play honest trailers again.
Go play the World War Z. I didn't say it was funny. I just said that was the line that got me. When they're like, watch Brad Pitt run. Like 2 hours.
I'll just do.
What was he?
50 Shades of Grey.
I don't know what it is.
That should be a funny one.
Hilarious.
Honest trailer for 50
Shades. Don't trust me anymore.
Yeah. I make bad life decisions.
Are you ready?
I tell you
this
things.
This is Batman Superman.
Yeah. Lex Luthor
from
in this movie.
Zack Snyder and his accurately named production company comes the blockbuster that united the world's two biggest superheroes and divided everyone else. Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. Get ready for the battle of the century between critics and fans. They had the movie's most rabid supporters sending out death threats, while its harshest critics refused to admit that anything about it was cool. Even though you'd be lying if you thought this wasn't awesome.
That is awesome. Whatever just happened.
And this wasn't ridiculous.
It was Batman fighting like seven
people. Save Martha.
Save Martha.
Warner Brothers needed a sure fire mega hit to keep pace with the MCU.
Save Martha.
Is where you go when you admit to yourself you've exhausted all possibilities.
It's just what you announced in there. Both their mothers' names are Martha, and that's why they stopped fighting. Because they realize their mothers have the same name.
I've often done that when I'm like banging someone.
And you go,
I'll stop if their mother.
Who's your daddy? Kevin. Oh, fuck. My dad's Kevin, too.
This is such a coincidence.
This is awkward.
It's nearly 9:30.
Like I said.
What else happens in this trailer?
With a cool new Batman movie.
You chose he's like in a suit. Convoluted Superman sequel. Superman Trap trying to bang Lois Lane.
Yes, he's been trying.
Why is the guy from Facebook trying to be Lex Luthor?
Clark. The guy from Now You See Me is Lex Luthor.
I am Lex Luthor.
No, what am I?
The Man of Steel, you know and fear. Who speaks like that? Would you imagine me meeting this guy? He speaks like that all the time.
He does. Superman gay. He does. Superman I've seen interviews where he speaks.
Witness the heroes. Superman's never real. Truth,
in real life, in the American way, he literally like, speaks like this. Like this. This is the style of speaking. And this is how I. Film's main character has nigga, damn. You don't have to be so nervous. Let it flow. Life will be amazing. You chose a shitty trailer again, Dave.
No, this isn't bad.
Two in a row.
This doesn't look like a bad movie.
Until you watch it.
Have I got bad taste?
Until you pay. How much is it? 3,500 for a ticket?
It's long.
And like 15k for popcorn and a Coke. You can bang in the dark in that movie. Yo,
let's get back to normal.
Yeah, let's get back.
All right, then with us in the studio, we also have
another
Martin?
Friend of Brandon.
Martin Rousseau is an expert on comics.
This is
and,
true.
And he's wants to his dream is to go to Comic Con.
Yes. Just did I tell you that? When did I tell you that?
I can see it in your eyes. Man. Every nerd's dream is to go to Comic Con.
Yeah, you're not.
I would just go to see the chicks dressed up as whatever's
cosplay. You told me about that weird Pokemon chick.
Did I?
You did.
Did I teach you or
no,
I tell you?
No, you went to that thing.
Yes.
That one time.
That time I went to that thing.
This is becoming
nice
strange.
Telling everyone about my swingers club.
I feel like you need to explain. What did you do with the Pokemon?
We're gonna
chick?
Phone some people now. So you
did you diglet?
The diglet. You're the only
Pikachu.
One who knows how to play those games. My kid plays Marvel on the PlayStation, and he has to ask you for how to finish the game.
This, yes, I remember that time as well.
This is going to be one of those shows where we remember those times.
Yeah.
Also, Martin's an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not sure how I got here today.
I bet you you're here just for the Breakfast Beer Club.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you
I heard
keen
about
to try some Carver's Vice beer? It's got wheat in it. And then we got a Dave Brew Front Row, which has got beer in it.
I would take the one you recommend.
Right, fantastic. So is there anything else you want to say? I've been told to keep quiet.
No, who told you to keep quiet?
Angie.
For real.
Don't talk when Brandon's talking. All right, Martin.
Yes.
Comedy. Your background in comedy. Who do you like?
I like you.
Yay!
You're winning. Four. You're winning.
Have you ever heard Couch Ninja?
No, not yet.
Okay, don't.
Okay, no one.
This guy really doesn't like Couch Ninja.
Going in!
Going
no
in
one
has thought
that I don't like Couch Ninja. I love Couch Ninja. I don't like my host, my co-host, who just invites guests and doesn't tell me.
I told you I was getting people.
But then yeah.
I just,
exactly.
It's not like
exactly. But then you don't say who the people are, so I can do a little bit of background.
Oh.
Check out who they are. That's what it is. You
but
see,
there's
Eric.
No background on him. His name suggests
no, but I found
that
his band.
He is an
enigma. I found his
no,
band.
But he's a ninja,
stuff.
Dave.
I could have found stuff about Vuyi as well.
Coach Ninja.
You see. When did you invite you?
2 weeks ago now.
Yeah. You see? So you say, Dave?
You see?
We bring in this guy. And
you don't tell me about your guests. You don't hear me complaining.
And Martin. They're two hipsters.
You do
in the parking lot.
Do you realize you guys are having like a production meeting
yes,
on
I
air?
Know. Yes. No, it's fine. It's good.
What is the holiday? Are we not allowed to do this?
No.
I never get to
show.
See him except for here.
Yeah, because he doesn't like
Eric,
me. Like
I'd like you to make some notes, motherfucker.
Okay.
Right there. Oh yeah, rule number 5. Tell Dave who the
ooh,
guests
get,
are.
Right now,
or two before.
Then.
But that's rules 1 to 4.
There's no bad beer.
Okay.
Don't arrive empty-handed. Yeah, by the way.
Thanks. He didn't arrive empty-handed. Oops, he came with water. Motherfuckings.
What is today's holiday? Tell
today
us, Martin. Martin Rousseau, what is today's holiday?
Today is the day of reconciliation.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I think I need to say sorry to Couch Ninja for being so mean. I extend the olive branch.
I'm pretty sure it's a different holiday in Afrikaans. It's Geloftedag.
What bedoeled it?
That Geloftedag.
Yeah.
That sounds like promise or something. Promise or belief.
There's promise. The Gelofte is belief.
Belief. Day of belief. Mm. Sure. What are we believing in? Firstly,
what are we believing in? I think they had a fight and then they were praying to win. And then they said happened? If they did win, they'll make it into a holiday.
Who are they fighting?
Other people. Their enemies.
Who's that?
Very vague.
We've got a podcast that no one's listening to.
Yeah, okay. You're this person.
On the phone.
What is going on?
Please hold on.
Yo, this is stranger than hell. Oh, there we go.
Martin, are you on?
Hello.
Hi.
Are you in the mic? Say hello, Martin Evans.
Hi, Martin
hello,
Evans.
Martin, hey, Martin Evans.
Martin Evans must say hello to us.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, go.
Go.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the podcast. It's the 16th of December. It's live podcast. I just read a thing last night on one of your rants called Facebook.
Yeah.
You hate promo. What's it? Brand ambassadors. Where are you?
Sorry,
are you
I'm a bit busy in the background.
Are you in a playground again?
Yeah.
Stop stealing kids.
What is it? What is it in the background?
What is up?
What is it?
You're answering it. What is
it? It really does sound like playground. Just be honest and tell us where you are.
Yeah, no, it's been tough times.
Okay, cool. All right, now tell me something. What's wrong with brand ambassadors? We've got the podcast that's happening. I've got no guests. I've got Vui.
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with brand ambassadors, Dave Levinson.
Go.
About 4 or 5 months ago, you had a chat with me and you said, hey, I'd really like you to be a, you'd like to be on board with a beer and I'd like you to.
Yeah, but then you went overseas.
And then I'm like, Dave, all you need to do is send me a few beers. That's a brand ambassador job, right? And then what do? My job now is to go to other venues that sell your beer and pay what? $7.50, $80 a glass for it, whatever.
That's at Kurt's Club only.
Yeah, that's Kurt Cobain.
Okay, so do you want to be Kurt Cobain? Kurt's Gunrod.
It's kind of pricing to kill yourself.
So tell me, Martin, what happened? You must have had an altercation with a brand ambassador.
I did.
What happened?
I live in Cape Town, so you can imagine a brand ambassador contact is a daily basis. You know what I mean? There's not a day goes by that you're not having to, like, by the heads with some Muppets who's represented by Red Bull or something like that.
So tell us more. You were with a brand ambassador.
What is a brand ambassador? Basically, brand ambassador in Cape Town, somebody who doesn't have a job, who thinks that their opinion is important and then gets paid to use products.
Okay.
And
where were you?
I would look around. Where would I fit into the picture? I'll be honest, I've been a brand ambassador. But
for who?
I don't even want to say it, but can you say Adidas Originals? Is that allowed?
No, no one listens to this. So you were brand ambassador.
Can I say
Adidas Originals?
I'm instigative, creating the relationship that Edgar has with comedy. Can I say that?
Edgar, what, in Durban? Edgar's dressed.
No, worldwide.
Edgar's dressed Kanisa
Bunu.
Bunu.
What about her?
They dressed her up in Edgar's clothes for her show last night in Durban.
That's really nice.
Mm-mm.
Man down.
Kanisa Munu, like, wears jackets, she wears jeans, she's comfortable in her clothes. I've never seen someone look so uncomfortable in a yellow jacket, like a frilly thing. It was horrible.
So I don't know if I'm comfortable about hearing you guys, like, say rude things about Edgar. That was the first job I ever had. Eh?
Thank you.
Mine too.
Really?
I was in the ladies' shoe department.
My first job was at Spa.
Wow. Before you were arrested. That's another.
No, because I was 14 years old, so I wasn't allowed to work there. So I worked there for the 2 years before they realized that I was not old enough. But I got paid, and I used to angle the mirrors so I could just look up people's dresses.
There's been an accident in the background. Somebody's just knocked over my mold and sea salt, and like. You know, you might just say you spilled the salt, but that's like $80 salt.
But why have you got a rumpus? Have you got a ruckus in your house? Have you got a rumpus room?
There's a ruckus going on.
Why are they attacking the salt? Is that how bad it is in Cape Town now?
You know what they're going
to
do?
Is that because Kurt's not paying you enough to do your gigs? You have to keep buying.
It's not a B&B.
It's not a B&B.
seriously, it would have been cheap if you dropped cocaine.
You see, what happened here was we were friends. Like, you know when you chill with your friends and then one of your friends gets a phone call and then he carries on, but he's still interacting with you guys. This is what happens. Is now we're just like eavesdropping on his conversation.
100%.
Eric says, hey, Dave, I've got your guest. He doesn't tell me who it is. Have you ever heard of Couch Ninja Martin Evans? Have you heard of...
I've got a hangover.
Couch... No, obviously you've got a hangover and gout. And I would have you as a brand ambassador for the AA.
That would be... I'm thinking at this stage, I need like a brand ambassadorial job that's something that's related to life.
You're not going to get one by knocking brand ambassadors on Facebook.
Well, look, maybe I could be the one to get Uber in the future and run like some sort of funeral plan. You know what I mean? For
Uber hearses.
And then I'd be... Sorry?
Like Uber hearses.
That's exactly it, you know.
Because they don't have to be late. They can be late then.
Well, let's be this way. I mean, like, I'm sure that there's a lot of poor wife folk out there who are desperate to get on board on this. And they probably just need a strong brand and an ambassador to lead them in the direction they need to go.
You're like the worst guy to have as a brand ambassador because you're cynical and angry. You seem nice now, though. Are you still drunk?
Must have been nice, yeah.
Okay. So you had a run-in with a brand ambassador. Now you've spilt the salt. Just life is good, hey?
Where you maybe drinking a Savannah, because I know people put salt in Savannah sometimes.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I'm glad you brought up Savannah. Like, fuck off.
Let's just name another brand that Martin hates.
Let's talk about a Christmas list. Is it like Father Christmas has the good kids and what's it called? The naughty kids and the good kids.
Yeah.
So give me a list of the naughty brands of 2016 that can go fuck off. Go.
Naughty brands. In 2016, anything and everything related to anything that's bespoke, artisanal, artisan, anything.
Okay,
all
cool.
Clothes that cost 50 times what they cost to manufacture.
I want names.
All craft.
So anything in Long Street. Everything in Long Street and Kloof Street. Fuck Kloof Street.
Pretty much. Like
from Kloof Street all the way down to Long Street and into town. Fuck every shop.
No, my biggest concern is the price of beer.
Shelf life's good. But okay, the price of beer, is that your concern?
Well, you know what it is. It's like about, 5-6 years ago, somebody decided that we weren't good enough to drink South African breweries anymore. And
well, we've got on beer, we've got... funny you should say that. It happens to be breakfast beer tasting at 9:30, which is now. And we have an SAB beer. We're tasting a Carver's Vice, which is coming in at a very good price, at a retail price. You can buy it at a bar for 30 rand. How's that?
It's best it is.
No, also, then drink the other beers as well. You can definitely, if you go to a bottle store, you can get a case of beers for 130 rand.
Yeah.
Going around there.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
But you drink it at home.
You could go to Europe.
Well, how much is that going to cost?
Yeah, that's expensive. Now you're just making things difficult.
We're supposed to be doing breakfast beer tasting, and what we're doing now is we're having economy time.
Yeah.
And now...
Money matters. Time.
Money matters with
Before
Martin
we get
Evans.
Drunk with Martin Evans.
Martin, how much money have you got with you right now? And look in your wallet.
With me right now,
about 18
bucks.
18, man. I have 30, and that's because Brandon... You know Brandon Mackay, my next-door neighbor? Martin,
no.
Sorry, I had 18 bucks.
He's still counting his money.
$18.
No, we heard you crying there now when you counted.
18. And then you're like, 18 bucks.
So you got 18 rand
to
your name.
Where is my wallet?
Probably stuck up some artisan hipster's ass.
The fact that you just like have 18 bucks on your person.
So now it is breakfast beer. You can stay on the line. I don't care. It's not wasting money. What do you got planned for besides sleeping on this lovely holiday, Gelofte Dag?
I'm going to go down to the garden center.
If you're still allowed there after your rent.
And buy tablets for the pain that exists in so many places in my head and body. So that's what I do.
The sound you hear is us opening a breakfast beer.
But can I just wish all your listeners a Merry Christmas?
But wait, Martin, they know that. When are you guys going to learn the names of your 7 listeners? Because I think it would be more appropriate if we could just go like, thanks, Angie. Thanks, Taylor. Thanks.
No, the thing
thanks,
is,
this one.
The thing is, we don't get their names. We just have numbers like IP addresses.
Okay,
so thank your IP address.
1129-4.32A.
But thanks, Martin. Thanks for bringing a little bit of like decorum. That's nice. Wish them, and don't say Christmas because you piss the Muslims off. But say just happy festive holidays. Happy holidays.
Joy to the world.
And actually, yeah. No, I want Christ back in Christmas.
But Muslims.
I did get into trouble at the market. You would have liked this, Martin. I was at your little market at the waterfront fetching my kid, and there was a lady standing there, and there was a guy in a Father Christmas suit selling biltong. What, like reindeer biltong? What the fuck? So the next to her is have you been downstairs in that market? Hey? Reindeer.
Jesus.
It's quite tough.
Reindeer biltong. He says reindeer. Just springbok.
With antlers.
Given the red nose.
Everyone got beer?
Yeah.
Oh, we've all got beer, Martin. What do you got?
I got coffee.
Ah, okay. It goes.
You can have your little coffee club.
The beer of beans.
I have company. So you enjoy your beer.
Have you got someone with you?
No.
Put her on. Put him on. Did you bang? Did you? Is that why you're feeling all weird now? You fucked John Flismas. Hey, tell us about the Durban Comedy Festival. They just did a whole two nights of shows. That's your buddy Jim Atkins.
That's great news. That's yours.
No, I want the honesty. Martin, I phone you for honesty. I can't have you saying that's great news. Glad to hear it. How do you really feel?
News. I really feel it's fantastic that it was happening in Durban.
So generic.
Okay, cool.
I'm very glad to hear that something else has come out of Durban other than Mikasa or something. Isn't Mikasa from Durban?
Wow.
What's the best thing to come out of the East Rand?
The N2.
The
N2. I don't know the words.
I don't know the words, but I know the tune to that joke. Can I tell you, my sister's husband, Paul, the Scotsman, told me a nice joke. Do you want to hear it for the 16th?
Let's do it. Yo, this bro's got a serious sign.
Is this Gareth Cliff phoning me?
It's
Gareth
me.
Cliff there?
No, he's not here. He's got it. He pre-records his show. We do this fucking thing live. Martin, do a thing that shows people this is live. Say a thing.
Gareth Cliff has a laugh, so...
Oh, yeah, he has a laugh. We're stuck in a studio.
Wait. Martin Evans, wait. Let's do this. Say something and we'll tweet it to show you that it's live.
Okay, cool.
That it's a real thing.
Martin,
it's happening
five,
right now.
Go.
Yeah.
Well, you can't.
Are
you counting to five almost? I can't five. Please say something to the people know that this is a live podcast and we're losing listeners as we speak.
There's only three now.
There's two
I can
people.
Tell you it's a live podcast. If you look outside your windows, if you're driving up the road, you're stuck in traffic. It's Johannesburg. You probably just see a person die.
It's a public holiday. The roads are empty.
No traffic. Choose something easier.
We came here almost an hour early.
I've got 123 characters on Twitter. Go.
I can't hear you. You guys talking?
We're still speaking to you, man.
What?
No pressure.
So hang on. So you've got company, which means you didn't spend that 18 rand wisely. I heard it now.
Hello.
There we go. Okay. Well, now we've got a guest. Oh, thank God. So anyway, my uncle. What would he be? He'd be my brother-in-law.
Did you say N3 or R3?
Is a Scottish hospital. Are you with me, Martin?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got his wife sitting there, and she's got a black eye and a split lip and a broken head. And the doctor, the nurse says, what happened? He says, she's going through the change. So she says, that doesn't happen when you go through the change. He goes, it does when it's through my pockets. He's laughing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've deterred a sexist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Misogynist.
Unnecessary morning joke.
This
what have you got, Martin? Put your friend on, please.
Less corporate days than you have.
please put your friend on. We just want to find out how things are in Cape Town. We want a weather report.
All right, time for a weather report. Yeah,
right. Hi. Crossing over to? No, he's put the phone down.
Hello.
Hi. Martin, any more rants? Because you were angry last night. Now you seem very calm. Is there a reason for that?
I know what it is, man.
I know what it is. Pelvic release.
Yeah, it's getting older. It's getting older.
You were older 14 years ago when I met you. We could never go to a restaurant without Martin sending something back. He sent the knife and fork back once because it was dirty.
Jesus.
But that's something you would. But that's something you would do.
Oh, is that something I would do?
Yes.
I just realized. Well, I'm Martin.
You've turned into Martin Evans.
Fucking Fight Club. Is Martin Evans real?
I'm proud of you. You've done way more than we expected.
Who are you talking to, Martin Evans?
I think he's giving someone a pep talk.
Well, we're gonna say goodbye. This interview's been interesting.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Sorry that I phoned you at Friday morning at 10 o'clock. It's really rude.
No, it's great. It's great.
I just awesome. I saw you have a rant here about the brand ambassadors.
And the shining. Fuck all brand ambassadors.
Okay.
Nice. I'd move to Joburg just to get away from the brand ambassadors, but then I'd be in Johannesburg, and then it'd be another sadness would take my life. So.
All right, we depressed enough of our listeners by playing Nat King Cole's Christmas song.
That's beautiful.
And then we played. And then we played Jimmy Neville's singing as well.
All right, so you just have a flippin' Christmas. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Have a good time. I will speak to you another time.
I'm phoning all my favorite comedians. Next up, Glenn Bowe.
Okay, say hi to Glenn as well.
Cheers.
Bye, Martin. Ask him about the Durban Comedy Festival. I'm sure he's got a
story. I'm sure he's got a few strong opinions.
He's got a story.
He was supposed to be on the show. He sends me a message. I'll be there. I'm keen. I'm in. I'm like, nothing. I said, when Vuyo walked in, I said, are you Glenn Bowe? Fucking comedians. Anyway.
Fun times.
Thanks, you Martin. Fun, enjoy your day.
Bye. Love you, bye.
Cheers. Do you love Martin Evans?
Yeah, Martin Evans is a dope guy.
Okay, cool.
Because he's still listening. He's still listening. Like, I can hear that cell phone tune.
No, he's a little scary.
He was going to give up comedy. He stopped listening because I said he's still listening. Yeah. See, I pointed it out.
He is a little scary, though.
He's chill.
You got that fanny pack with the gun in?
Oh, fuck, he has that. Okay, no, I don't love him anymore. He's changed.
He said, don't tell anyone. When did he have that? Oh, no, he's not allowed to talk about it. He has no license.
Just out him. Out him. Like the authorities are listening and you just said these things.
He really doesn't have a license. Okay.
I was gonna say. Oh yeah, this guy invited the brother that made this beer possible in South Africa. She's late at the bottom here.
We invited him to tell
us
about the beer.
He was here and he didn't tell me about it.
Oh, weren't you here?
I was here. No, I was here.
But I said that. Oh, see, so nah, is that what it's saying? I
don't
tell you the guest.
Yes, you don't.
So you're gonna not tell me.
You're
like a chick.
Production meeting.
I asked this guy. No. I asked him yesterday. I'm like, who's on the show? And he's like, no, I've got guests.
Do you remember how the show was before you were on it?
Before I was on it,
yeah, because it can go back to that.
Should we leave?
Yeah, no.
Where's the sirens?
It used to be Nina.
Do you have sirens? They have sirens.
Nina Hasty and Nina Hasty and Martin. What's his name?
Trevor Goombi. Trevor Goombi. Yo, Martin Goombi. Yes, yes, Martin Goombi. Trevor Goombi.
It was just
less
Trevor Goombi and Nina Hasty. They used to diss everybody.
I know. And then it became myself and Dusty
and this other guy, Farhan.
No, that was before Farhan. We just called him in because he knew things and knew how to use a computer properly. Because he just said,
he's not like me, just going to YouTube and listening to clips.
Yeah.
Well, so what do we? I've got another beer for breakfast beer taste. Vuyo, are you gonna finish yours, please?
All right, cool.
All right. So this is a very cool beer. It's Carver's Weiss. You're supposed to tilt the bottle so you release a little bit of that yeast at the bottom. Well, not yeast, it'll be wheat. So you drink it, and it's easy Sunday drinking. That's what it's
for. On a Friday. So Vuyo, tell us about something you have done recently that was awkward.
Awkward.
Besides Martin Evans' calls.
Yeah.
Really, there was a woman's voice in the background.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, there was.
Very impressive.
I'm pretty sure we interrupted his mid-morning shag. Yeah. Like,
but is he still living in his in the camper van?
I live at home. Some chicks dig that. Yeah.
Some chicks dig
that. It's Cape Town.
I'm coming home to you. Sorry, 8 Mile in my head. Just
okay, go.
Most awkward thing that happened
awkward.
Recently.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Can I say dying on stage?
That's you can, but you have to explain though. Elaborate.
That's pretty awkward. You know when you say like really bad things on stage and no one laughs? And
like bad things as in dope, bad stuff. Like fat stuff.
As bad. In dirty.
You mean, oh, really? So, what did you say? It can't be dirty than what we've spoken about.
Oh, no. You would be very wrong.
Tell us. We're listening.
You tell us. We've got Martin Rousseau is the average man in the street.
He loves comedy.
He'll listen. He'll tell you why, what's wrong with it.
You've seen Dave Levinson.
I spoke about a man who collected clitorises and people got up and left.
While you're talking.
Like imagine you say, oh, I've got. You must come to my house. I collect. You know.
I want
rock,
you to see all these happy
things. I collect animal like snakes. No, I collect clitoris.
Clitori.
Okay. What did you say?
Because like, you know, my style is very like self-deprecation. So that's like me teasing myself, and sometimes you get like dumb people in the audience.
Sometimes.
They take offense to you making fun of yourself.
I don't want to be real. South African audiences are 90% of them are dumbasses. Fucking
smart. Not the seven of you listening to this podcast. Yeah, you guys are smart. You found
you
the internet.
You woke up on a Friday and tuned into this podcast.
Congratulations.
You are
why would you listen to this podcast?
Smart.
I want to know.
You're loyal.
Because we've been given the hour by Cliff Gareth.
Yeah.
And he says, just do whatever you want, Dave.
Cliff Gareth.
That's not, doesn't make sense.
So we basically just sitting around the table drinking beer, talking exactly. like we would.
But now, Vuyo, what did you say? What was the rude thing? Do you know you have the cutest lisp? It's just, I want to kiss you.
I'm going to go now. It's been fun, guys.
It's just good. It's just cute. He's like this. He's not a small guy. He's like, and he just sounds cute. He sounds like Elmer Fudd from the thing.
From what? From
it's Rabbit Steven.
I know I have a lisp,
but that's why you can't say rude things. You could say, the other day I was talking to some people and they all sat down on me. It's like they shat on me. You just sound too cute to say rude things.
That's the thing. That's the illusion that I portray on stage.
So what rude thing did you say?
What did you say?
Sometimes I speak about my penis.
That's okay.
Sometimes not.
I talk about your penis sometimes. But I pronounce it penis. Makes it sound cuter.
Yeah, it's going south.
Yeah,
look at my penis.
So badly.
I got my penis stuck in the door. Oh, no. I better call my mom.
Okay.
But so where do you live? Do you live with your parents?
No. I've been in Joburg for 6 years now.
I don't care.
Parents.
You pay rates.
I'm a Joburg,
so where do you live?
I live in close to Krista in Phelan.
Krista, say it.
Krista.
I'm trying to make you say S sounds.
She sells seashore.
What was the rude thing you said? You spoke about your penis.
I actually forgot now because you've been digressing this whole time.
That's what I do.
You've taken the conversation on another journey. Yeah.
So you spoke about your penis.
23 now.
It's this beer.
And then someone got up and left.
No, and I spoke about like not being a good comedian as a joke and like stuff like that. And then a member of the audience came to me and said, "Don't worry, V, you can do whatever you want." And I was just like,
I gave you a pep talk.
I couldn't even explain myself. I was like, you know what? I feel bad for myself now because of this.
So you kind of fucked up your own joke. Because you're self-deprecating and they didn't get it.
Yeah.
What did I say about South African audiences?
Stupid. Stupid.
People come to me after show and also correct me on a few facts that I said. Listen, by the way, it's not that. I'm like,
it was the 37 clitorises.
Yeah, the joke was not meant to be the number of the thing.
Clitoris.
The funny thing was, in fact, that I get the number wrong. You know, there's three types of people. Those that can count and those that can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually,
seven out of five people have trouble with fractions.
Away. Me is not knowing how to speak English. Impossible.
Impossible. Comedy is important, but speaking English is important.
Important.
No, listen, I saw some people in Cape Town now with t-shirts. They were on a tour. Oh, into the rugby sevens. And they had their tour names on the back of the shirt. So they were Dave's on this rugby tour. And it was Dangerous Dave, Dodgy Dave, Dumbass Dave, or whatever. And do you think wearing t-shirts with your name on it is cool?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah. I would do that if I found a t-shirt.
But do you get paid to wear a Goliath shirt?
No.
Why do you do it then?
Because I got the shirt for free. Free shirt. Yes, I will wear free shirt.
Because I gave
you
a Levinson and Levinson shirt. I
couldn't find it this morning. Actually, that's the t-shirt I was supposed to wear this morning. Fuck, I'll wear it next week, I promise. From now on, I'll wear it.
Are you a brand ambassador?
Yes,
because Martin fucking hates you.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Is there a sex show after us, or are they playing a pre-record? Are they doing a pre-record?
Yeah.
Fuck them. Let's
what
do
they
the
talk
show.
About? What do they talk about?
We're going to do the sex
again.
Show.
What do they talk about? What do they talk about in the sex show? What did they pre-record?
How come every other show is pre-recording today and we're here?
Because we are fucking idiots. We are.
Okay, what shows are on
tonight?
Because this is the guest comedy podcast. You came for the beer. Do you want another one? The guest comedy podcast meant to be a website with gigs to get to, and we're supposed to do that now.
Okay.
So where were the gigs tonight, Goliath?
Are you asking the wrong guy entirely?
But you work there.
There's what's the name? Aisha Elba. There's Muzi Dlamini. There's Stig and Yanni.
Fire.
And Nick is hosting. Yanni Ajisalo.
Ajisalo.
That's what I heard yesterday.
Ajisalo.
Yeah.
Who hosted last night?
Nicholas Goliath.
Okay, cool.
One of the owners of the Goliath and Goliath Comedy Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Parker's, and apparently, because Yanni has to go to Parker's, opening a Parker's.
Yeah,
and
opens
and
a Parker's and closes it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We never had that situation when I was young.
Yeah.
Were
you old?
Were there any comedy clubs back in your day?
You know, we.
Did they have?
It's so interesting that you ask.
Did they have comedy clubs?
We had a comedy club called My Penis.
penis.
People loved it.
Oh, they had comedy clubs in the Old Testament.
Okay. Was it a small club?
We had one called Your Ma. We actually did have a comedy club called Your Ma.
Yeah, it was Your Ma.
So we had you know what happened? There weren't any comedy clubs. I started my own one.
Jesus.
So that's how desperate I was.
Suck life.
How desperate I was.
Oh, y'all don't run my jokes. I'll make my jokes here and
that's
people
exactly
will play.
That's exactly what happened. I still don't have jokes. I went on the stage the other night and someone said to me, you spoke for 20 minutes and you didn't tell any jokes. I'm like, oh, welcome.
You should listen to my podcast.
Going through the change.
Welcome. Well.
Okay, so, the Vuyi.
Dave?
Tell us about where you're going to be so people can find out. Vuyi.
Is this like social media? Shout out.
I don't know. Do you have fans?
I wouldn't say that.
I love his honesty, man. His honesty is on point.
So maybe I do.
Do you have more fans than Couch Ninja?
That's a tough one. I had to go back and do some research.
Maths and research.
Brandon, but did you know Yanni was searching about Couch Ninja yesterday? He wanted to find out who he was. On his bio, he says he's shared a stage with you.
Yeah. Couch Ninja says he's
been. Go check him out.
I was hosting or something.
You didn't know he was there because he's a ninja.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No, but maybe it was when I was hosting because I did go through a phase where I would arrive very drunk.
Yeah.
Do the show and then leave. And people go, wow, it's so nice performing with you. I'm like, when were you there?
Where the fuck are you?
Dave, so you introduced me. Possible. What do? I write the names down on my hand. I say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Couch Ninja. And then I walk backstage, carry on drinking. Do the 20 minutes, the light goes on, I go back on like a robot. Yeah. Hey, did you know that was funny? Next up, Vuyi.
Natural.
Kaba. Vuyi.
Kaba.
Then I go backstage, drink some more, get the next act on. That is the host's job, my friends.
Yeah, keep the energy going.
So Brandon, do you think Yanni's listening to this?
I think Yanni's dead, but I mean.
Long live Yanni.
Long live Yanni.
R.I.P. Yanni. Mean,
we can phone him.
Yanni sounds like he lives in like Brock.
Fuck, you know what? I'm not going to phone him because phone calls like, don't go well on this show.
Yeah. With a name like Yanni.
Yeah.
You should Yanni. Live in like
Batman.
Pretoria or something. But,
I saw him have an argument with a Greek guy. He says, your name is Yannis. And Yanni goes, no, it's not. It's Yanni. He goes, I am Greek. Your name is Yannis. So I said, are you really going to have this argument with a fucking waiter?
Yanni
was doing it. He's like, I'm Yanni. And you're like, you are Yannis. Jesus, what the fuck?
Motherfucking.
So that's what happened when I got thrown out of the waterfront because the Father Christmas was selling the biltong.
Yes.
And next to that, the lady was selling cheese. So I went up to him and I went to the, and I said, Jesus! There's so much cheese here! And then the Father Christmas freaked out and the kids were freaking out. And I'm like, we're just saying Jesus. I wasn't saying.
I thought you were going to have like a really amazing moment where you said, no, I told them to combine elements and sell cheese biltong. That would have been amazing.
Probably do.
He's the man who's got the cheese. I'm
speaking
the man who's got the jerky. We brought them all together to try as people berserky. Cheese jerky. Cheese
jerky.
Cheese jerky.
This guy, Eric Janssen, so badly wants to be a rapper and not a comedian.
No. I'd fail. I can't put the rap
together.
Both,
you
I'd be like MC No Rhymes. Do you know MC No Rhymes?
Is he like Couch Ninja?
This deep fried man's alter ego.
Is it?
MC No Rhymes up in this place.
I like just do
fuck with me and I'll punch you in the dick. Like that's his rhyme scheme. Nothing rhymes.
Can we have him on the show at some point?
Deep
he's
right.
Quite a good comedian.
He's your friend. You must phone him. And then tell me that you phoned him.
Here we go.
I'm kidding.
This is why I'm single.
That went south. Yeah, no. And in other news, yes. Guys, David's Stefano single. D'Amera died. Like, 2016 killed Stefano D'Amera. Do you know Stefano D'Amera?
He's supposed to be on the show. Is another one of your guests that I couldn't fucking know.
He was supposed to be, but he died.
He sounds cool. Stefano De Niro.
He didn't die.
He's related to Robert De Niro.
He was in Bold and the Beautiful and Days of Our Lives. But
now
he refused to die.
He's in Uber Hearst.
He got hit by lightning. Oh, shit. He got hit by lightning.
In the show.
He drowned.
In the TV show.
He burnt
in real
alive.
Life.
Like in the TV show.
He got burnt alive. And he was.
So
and
he was the easy.
Dog, he came back.
Just like
the old man.
Bandages and then
sure,
they said the reveal was still
like
the same
like
guy.
For like 6 weeks, just the brown bandages and eyes. And he was talking.
And it was because he wasn't available, man.
I wonder who this is. And then eventually takes it off and they're like, it's Stefano.
What's his real name?
Joseph something. I'll find out. Jeez, before the show
out,
ends.
Please give Eric something to do.
You'll see his face and you'll be
Wikipedia.
Like, is the Stefano?
Man, what are your plans for the holidays?
I'm going to come drink beer at your house.
No, man, I'm going to Cape Town.
And then you're coming back?
Okay, Monday. His name is... Drink beer at my house, Martin.
Joseph Mascola.
For the holidays?
No, no plans. I'm going to be sleeping.
Do you know who he is?
The whole...
You
know, like, I hibernate.
You must know who he is. I'm going to show you his picture, and then you're going to be like...
Doesn't that sound amazing?
Eric, find out what Martin's doing for holidays.
What are you doing for the holidays?
Hibernating.
That's an amazing thing. You must... Do you know him? That's Stefano D'Amera.
I also know that guy.
Thank
but
you.
But Eric,
he's
how
a
can you
crucial
say,
point of my childhood.
How can you say John Flosmus is gay and you watch, you know who Stefano D'Amera is?
When did I say when did I say John Flosmus is gay?
I said it. But how come now you listen to Stefano D'Amera?
You see, I grew up in a house where we didn't have DSTV.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother always had the remote. And like between 4 and 6 were like her times to watch TV. And I just got in tune with...
My
There's
program,
our lives
my
and
program.
Building the beautiful. And then some day she'd miss it, like she wouldn't watch. But then I'd you know, commit, and then I'd watch for her.
You just said you were into
and
it.
Then she'd be like, yeah, man, I missed yesterday's episode. And I'm like, Ma, you won't believe what happened yesterday. Malena, she's a zombie now. I was that kid.
So you proper know your soapies.
I know my soapies, guy. Like, okay.
I'm
figuring
out now
Generation, Seven Dalan, Scandal, Isipaya.
Do you want to be on Seven Dalan?
Uvango.
No thanks.
Sure.
They're looking for black guys. They're desperately looking for black guys for Seven Dalan. They've run out.
That no Afrikaans.
How's your Afrikaans?
It's horrible.
No, but you can speak English. They have English subtitles in Seven Dalan.
Do they?
Yeah, English subtitles.
Okay.
In English.
This show was meant to be English. What are we doing in our Christmas holidays and what comedy gigs can we go to? So the Durban Comedy Festival happened. We should phone Jim.
There's no time.
But
Les is like,
please can we do the sex show just for a little bit?
Just for 10 minutes.
Yeah, no. That's all I need.
Yes.
Because they've pre-recorded theirs. They're not committed to this fucking thing.
You can play the recording and we'll just talk
over
with
it.
Please.
We'll give
it.
Yeah.
With
the mics on.
It's just a sex show. It's not important.
Yeah.
It is very important.
To who?
Everybody.
Do you love sex?
Martin,
I mean the sex show.
No.
The sex, do you love
when
sex?
Lost did you have sex?
Oh, here we go.
When lost
when
sex?
Was the last time?
What day is it today?
You played Earth?
It's Friday.
2 years ago.
did you get into comedy to have sex?
No, I didn't.
Then why do you go on stage and talk about your penis?
I want to make people more comfortable about the odd topic, the taboo stuff.
That's right.
The open minds and shit like that. Okay. That's my angle.
I like it. Have I shared a stage with you?
No, we haven't.
Do you want me to?
Yes, please. Fingers crossed.
Oh, man.
You're just going to get drink beer the whole of the Christmas holidays.
That's the plan.
Why don't you download some podcasts?
Download some podcasts.
If you're bored
during
your holidays,
should we download, Dave?
Download the Gas Comedy Podcast. It's a gas.
This one and listen to the last 5 minutes. Like,
no, listen, the last 5 minutes are really where we really get it going.
Yeah.
After the second bit.
We didn't even get a second
beer.
Did anyone else get a second beer?
I didn't.
Oh, shit.
Asshole is what Dave is.
So please take a photo of that. What we do is this. The sex show is coming on anyway. We're not gonna. So why don't you just swap over to it? We don't have to close up the show.
We'll just carry.
Just trail us off.
Just don't tell us.
Just trail us off into the beginning of the end.
Ah, man, that's funny.
Are you in there, Martin? Yes, there he is. There's the albino. Oh, the albino's just been taken out. It's like an eclipse. Vuya moved in front of Eric and caused an eclipse.
Whoopsie.
Yeah,
poor funny.
You bitches.
You, that is hilarious. You that like drinking.
A bit of Dave Brew.
Skunk for yourselves.
Why don't you drink in the mornings, Eric?
Yeah, because I didn't eat breakfast.
Is there anything you want to say? Because it's always you end off the show and then you moan at me. What did you want to end
I
with?
Never moan at
Not
you.
Not that it's a
I
show.
I just go, thank you, Dave. That is lovely. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my Friday.
Because we've destroyed our careers. Ninja hates us.
You're now
hated by association, man. Everything that comes out of his mouth, you are now directly connected.
Also, if you listen to the show, please tweet about it and tell us what you think of our guests, Brandon and Martin. Should they come back? Martin has vast knowledge.
Listen,
of
I know we're going to be back because.
But
you
not comics,
to get
like
other
comedians.
Guests. and I live down the road, so it's easy just to fetch me and bring me in.
I said to Martin, you have a lot of knowledge about comics, and then I realized it's like DC Comics, and I thought it was comedians, but out that's okay. No, really, just switch our mics off.
I'm going to bring
I like this song.
I'm going to bring one of my friends next week. Okay, Dave?
Are you?
Yeah, you can't research him. He's under wraps.
Is he from Benoni as well?
No, he's from... No, I'm not from Benoni. I'm from Rehoboth.
Who are you going to... Tell us who you're going to bring. It's the 20th, am I right? When will it be?
Who 21st. The fuck is going to be available? One of them.
24th, Christmas Eve.
It's going to be Christmas Eve.
Show on Christmas Eve.
No.
Okay, we'll do it.
Got nothing else to do.
All right. Who are you bringing?
One of my friends. I'll tell you
how
in the week.
How can 7 days from now be Christmas Eve? It's the 16th.
Yo, maths fucked up. Next week Sunday is Christmas.
It is exactly 24. Hey, 20% for maths.
No,
guys.
Isn't
that 25? The 23rd?
25 is the Christmas day. When's your birthday?
Next week, 23rd guys.
May. Whoa.
It's the 23rd.
Before we wrap up, I just want to say next week Friday is actually the 23rd of May.
It's actually the 23rd of May. That's even worse than the 21st of December.
Are you one of those 20% kids?
I meant December.
Are you
high? I meant to say 23rd of December next week Friday. Cool. I'll bring one of my friends.
All right. Who though? Tell me who it is. Oh, so now we all bring
one of my school friends. Yeah, one of my school friends.
I bring a friend.
He doesn't do comedy, but he knows comedy.
Well, that's my friend.
There we go.
But Brad, it's still funnier than Couch Ninja.
Oh, shame.
Such an asshole. Yeah. For those of you listening, we love Couch Ninja.
I gave him a lot of pro airtime.
Do you think Couch Ninja's listening?
Like,
he's probably on the couch. He's going to come out.
Us? Okay. Everybody in synchronous harmony.
Tell us about your what was your best Christmas memory?
One, two, three.
What's your best Christmas memory?
Merry Christmas.
On the 16th. Thanks, guys. If you did listen, please tell people about how good we are.
We love you, mate.
Lie.
Peace out.
Peace out. CliffCentral.com.